This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Charges against the alleged Club Q attacker include hate crimes. In Colorado, those are defined as crimes at least partially motivated by bias against protected groups, including sexual orientation or gender identity. University of Denver law professor Ian Farrell says prosecutors will likely use the scene of the crime in their argument.
It would not by itself be enough to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the motive was animus against people of these communities, but it's certainly one of the things that would go towards the prosecution attempting to prove that.
The suspect is charged with 305 criminal counts. Officials in Denver are trying to figure out how a group of migrants ended up in the city this week. About 100 people are living in an emergency shelter after a bus dropped them off unexpectedly Monday. Michaela Ortega is with Denver's Office of Emergency Management.
We know for sure that they are from Central America and South America. We know Venezuela is one location.
Federal immigration officials said they didn't know anything about the group. A startup company in Denver has new funding to develop lasers to detect emissions from oil and gas operations. CPR Sam Brash has more.
LongPath Technologies spun out of the University of Colorado Boulder in 2017. It's been working on new lasers capable of identifying different gases from up to a mile away. That could help oil and gas companies catch methane leaks and stop the release of a potent climate warming gas. The new $25 million round of funding comes from private equity firms. LongPath says it'll use the money to further develop oil and gas monitoring tools. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado researchers are looking for a way to treat at least part of long COVID, the lingering effects of coronavirus that stay with many people after they've been infected.
Just to live with pain every day is a struggle.
Everyday pain, fatigue, brain fog, and other symptoms. We'll look at what may be some progress toward a treatment in about 15 minutes. And next this morning, the president of China visits Saudi Arabia. That is in just a minute as Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.